Welcome to Podcast Sound Advice, the place for up-to-date podcast tactics and trends. You'll find actionable strategies to help you grow your audience, expand your influence, and monetize your content. Join Phyllis and Kelvin for Podcast Sound Advice starting now.
Welcome to Podcast Sound Advice, the place where we share what's working with podcasts today. Our goal is always to help you create a bigger impact with your show, and today's topic is going to be a big help with that. This is Phyllis, and I'm happy that you're here. You know, I'm often asked how people can grow their podcast. They want to grow their show to reach more people, obviously, to create bigger impact. Most of our clients are small business owners, and they're using their podcast as a way to connect with potential clients, and we want to help them do more of that in an easier, more consistent way. So growth in listenership and creating those connections helps with both monetization and opportunities both directly and indirectly. So there's not a silver bullet answer, but like lots of things in the content world, what helps growth is a blend of doing a few things consistently and well. So today we're going to talk about the R in the ROI formula. Maybe we'll call it the Roy formula. Anyway, are you a Ted Lasso fan? I hope you are. If you've not watched it yet, check it out. The only way that I can describe the show is that it makes you feel good, which sounds kind of corny, but it's true. Anyway, one of the characters on the show, one of my favorites, is a retired footballer named Roy Kent. So I'm always going to think of him whenever I talk about the Roy formula or the ROI formula. How's that for a memory device there? A trigger. Okay, so today the R stands for relevant. Relevant content is crucial to your podcast because it directly impacts the success and the effectiveness of the show. So what do we mean by relevant? Well, all of your content should be linked to or associated with your core content, what we call your ice cream content. And if you don't know what I mean by that, you can go to soundadvicestrategies.com/ice cream, where I break that down very specifically. But your core content, it's going to be the two or three or four pieces of your message that you emphasize regularly and routinely, the kind of information that you really cannot share too often. That's your core content. And every show should be related to that core content. And that's what we mean when we say relevant, right? It's a big part of why relevant content helps a show grow. Now, essentially, you're serving up what your audience wants to hear. Now, I've used the concert analogy before. So just think about what you would do if you went to see your favorite person, your favorite band or performer in concert, and they didn't play any of their greatest hits, none of the favorite songs that you counted on hearing and that you knew you were going to enjoy hearing. And instead, they played music that was brand new and completely different than what you were expecting. Well, you might enjoy the show. You still might be glad that you went, or you might be disappointed that you didn't get to hear some of your favorite songs. Well, that's how listeners can feel if you don't keep your content related to your core concepts. And if you vary too widely or start getting way outside of those kinds of core pieces of information. Now, there is a time when I think exceptions to that are okay and can be put to good use, and I'm going to share that at the end. But first, let's talk about why relevant content is so good for the growth of your show. Number one, which is really everything, which is an audience engagement. Relevant content attracts and engages the target audience you're looking to serve. When listeners find value and relevance in the episodes that you're sharing, they're much more likely to tune in regularly, subscribe, recommend the show to others. Bottom line, engaged listeners contribute to the growth and the popularity of the podcast, both because they come back again and again, also because they're much more likely to share it. And they are also the listeners that are likely to take next steps to connect with you, whether that might be opting in to be on your email list or engaging with you in social media or just taking any sort of next step action when you have a call to action at the end of your show. Okay, the second benefit from relevant content and really keeping focused on that is by expanding that audience. So, you know, right now, obviously There are a lot of podcasts that are available out there today, and listeners have lots of choices. If you are consistently providing relevant content that aligns with the interests of your audience, you're feeding their curiosity, you're providing them with good information, they're much more likely to stay engaged, and they're also much more likely to listen to the entire show. They're more likely to go back and listen to past episodes. So that's all going to work to your benefit. The third thing that relevant content helps with is establishing expertise and credibility. And please do not underestimate how important this is. When you are podcasting on your core topics, you are metaphorically raising your hand and saying, hey, I'm good at this. I know a lot about this. I'm an expert and I'm trustworthy and I can help. That's what delivering relevant content helps you to do as a podcast host. It positions you as someone, as a thought leader or an expert in your field. Now, when you consistently provide valuable information, you're building trust and credibility with your audience. Now, even if your show is not about you being the expert, maybe it's about you learning something new and you're taking people on that journey with you while you're learning something new. You know, that's still incredibly relevant. People are still seeing you as this action taker and they're following along with you. That's still, I think, really important to remember. That credibility doesn't have to mean you know everything under the sun there is to know about this topic. But the expertise and the credibility piece comes from the fact that you're willing to share your information. You're willing to share what works. You're willing to share when you've had an issue or a problem, or you've run into something that really stumped you and you had to figure out. Those kinds of things are still very relevant. You don't have to be a know-it-all or come across like that. I know a lot of people worry about that. But your expertise and credibility comes from your willingness to have these conversations regularly on your core topics.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The fourth reason that relevant content and staying focused on your core relevant pieces of content and types of content has to do with audience targeting. Podcasting allows for audiences in very niche targeting and specific interests, and it allows you to build communities in those areas. Now, you know, we hear the word niche, and so I think a lot of people automatically think really small or tiny. You know, I guess it's all in the eye of the beholder or the listener, I guess, in this case, but there are thousands of listeners that would like to listen on, you know, really specific types of content about really specific topics. So it doesn't mean that the numbers are going to be small. It just means you're being really focused in who you're talking to. You're being really focused in the kind of content that you're sharing. And you're saying, hey, you know, we're all part of this community. And everybody listening is part of the people who are interested in this topic or people who are pursuing these kinds of goals and activities. That is important. You know, humans, we're all kind of wired really to be a somewhat tribal and find people that share our interest and share the things that are important to us. And podcasting and keeping relevant content front and center allows you to do that with targeting that particular audience. I'm going to touch base a little bit. The next thing really is about shareability and discoverability. Relevant content, again, I feel like I'm saying a little bit of a broken record, but this really matters, right? It increases the likelihood of listeners sharing your episodes, but it also increases the likelihoods of search engines and those types of things, really recognizing that your show is very targeted to and talks about specific topics on a regular basis, right? So you're much more likely to be discoverable and shared when discovered, when people know, like, oh, that's the show to go to for this topic or that kind of thing. I think it's really important with social media and word of mouth promotion for people to be like, oh, hey, you know, if there's this great podcast on parenting or whatever that topic might be, shareability and discoverability needs to be easy. And if people are confused about what your show is about, or if your show is about a lot of things, then I think it can be, it's a little more difficult to share. And obviously from an SEO standpoint, discoverability is a little more challenging as well. So the final thing I want you to think about when you're talking about and planning your show around relevant content is longevity and consistency. Podcasts that consistently deliver relevant content have a higher chance of achieving long-term success. We have seen this happen over and over and over again. And when you focus on topics that resonate with your audience, consistently meet their expectations, consistently deliver the information they're looking for, your podcast will build a loyal fan base and they'll remain engaged over time. Additionally, you know, it's important to know relevant content ensures that listeners have a reason to return, and new listeners, you know, that might just be finding your show today are going to realize, oh, there's an entire library of content I can go back and listen to. And we see this happen all the time. Our podcasters have downloads from past episodes that are months and sometimes even years old. So it's nothing to be discounted, right? When you are consistent in the kind of content that you're sharing, that all works on your behalf. I'll give you a couple of examples about relevancy as it applies to sort of what's relevant and happening in the world, right? So far, we've been talking about relevant in the context of, you know, your core content and the relevant message and kind of just keeping all of that really tight. There are times it may make sense for you to talk about what's relevant in the world. A good example, one of our clients, Elizabeth Morfis, she's the host of the Literacy Teacher's Life podcast. It's a great show. She's an advocate for helping children become good readers and fans of reading. And she teaches teachers who are also promoting these things with kids, right? They want children to become good readers and really enjoy reading good books. So she recently had a librarian on her show to talk about how libraries and their staff help children and parents who are supporting their kids develop good reading skills. And while they were talking, the topic of book bans came up because that's been in the news a lot. And they talked about why and how that happens and the impact that it has on kids. So while that wasn't the main focus of her show, and book bans is not something she talks about regularly, and she may never talk about that again, obviously, but because it was relevant to her guest and it was in the news and something that's being discussed by parents of school-aged children in a lot of communities, it seemed relevant to talk about it. So I think it was a really smart way for her to bring that information into her show. Now, there's one other exception that I think, you know, we want to talk about, and it can be powerful to deviate from your content when something extraordinary or exceptional happens. Now, what would that be? Obviously, the example that comes to light for all of us, right, was when the pandemic began in 2020. Lots of our podcasters, they already had their shows, you know, mid-March of 2020 is when it impacted most of us here in the United States. And some of our clients already had their March and even some of their April shows recorded and that sort of thing. And they came to us and they were like, oh my gosh, you know, I can't wait 4 or 5 weeks before I have a show where I talk about the impact of the pandemic on my business or my family and even just me as a, you know, as a person and as a part of a community. So that's where I think, you know, lots of them reordered their shows or did a supplemental episode where they really just talked about the pandemic, what was happening, what they were doing, how they were addressing it, if they were a business owner or if they were just addressing it with their family and their kids, whatever. So, you know, that was obviously a very exceptional, extraordinary event. And there may be other things that happen too. I think a couple of things that come to mind are, you know, if something major happens in your industry, you know, there's a new player in your industry, or maybe somebody in your industry buys, there's a big merger in your industry and a couple of big companies join forces, or I don't know, some new discovery comes out that really changes how things are done in your industry. That we see that a lot of times in the health and fitness world, right? Like different kinds of treatments and modalities become available. And so that's where it might make sense to really deviate a little bit and talk about something a little different from the core content because it's so important. And I think your audience would expect you to comment on it. So now that's it for the R in the ROI or ROI formula for relevance. The O, which is going to be the next episode, stands for opinionated. And I found out that word for some people is a little charged. So we're going to talk about that too. So don't miss out. If you'd like the worksheet that we have, it will help you gain clarity around your core content. And again, this is what your version of ice cream is. You can get that at soundadvicestrategies.com/ice cream. So until next time, happy podcasting. I'll see you soon.
That's our wrap for this episode. We hope you found today's sound advice helpful. Let us know what you think by leaving us a review. You can get more resources at podcastsoundadvice.com. Until next time.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.